Hello.
Hello. Hi, is this Ashley?
It is.
Hi, Ashley. How are you doing today? This is Joe calling you from Orbit Design Agency.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm good, thanks.
Great. So, do you have a minute?
Yep.
Perfect. So, Ashley, are you in front of a computer right now?
Let me get in front of my computer. Hold on. Right, I'm there.
All right, you there? So, Asha, could you please type me about the content on the website? But like, which part to place on which section or on which page? A little bit like overview, so I could get that done.
Okay, let's see. Kind of like what I talked about in the email.
Yeah, like the actual content that you sent me, the content document. So, which part of the content do you want? Like, you want to place on which part of the website? Because right now I believe you notice the content is just like copied and pasted on the website, copied from the document that you sent me and pasted on the website. So if you could guide me, that would be great. It'll save us both time as well, and like this back and forth conversation also.
Sure, hold on. Sorry, I gotta find that link.
So, do you have the link or do you want me to send you a link once again?
Hold on, I'm looking for it. Is there, like, do you have a recommendation on how to save it? How to save the link?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm gonna send you a link right now. Are you on a like Windows computer or on a Mac computer?
Mac.
Mac. All right. So you can bookmark this page or add it to your favorites. So whenever you open Safari, you see those small boxes there. So with the website, so you one of those boxes will be the link to the website. If you add that link to the favorites.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you.
Yeah. No worries.
Okay, all right, so I'm in. All right, it's parent portal. So parent portal ABA instead of parent portal applied.
Okay. ABA. All right. So that's the
Yeah,
first line.
doing the ABA waitlist gap. Yep. And then let's see. So like, my name is Ashley Gall. All of that should go in the about column,
All
right?
right. All right. So let me. My name is.
And also the my why,
So this
where it
section
says
needs
my
to go
why.
in the about page, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, like, do you want this whole section to be copied and pasted on the about us page, the actual page, or do you want the section on the home page? So usually, what happens, like, usually what customers prefer is on the actual home page, they prefer a overview or a brief description on about us page, or their about their description, or their about their business, or about themselves. And
About
underneath that,
services.
yeah, like underneath that small brief description, they add a button that says "Read more" or "Learn more." That'll take them to the actual about us page, which will have the whole content and everything. So, do you want to keep it that
Yeah,
way, or?
that would be cool if we did like, I'm Ashley Gall, I'm a, master's in education, BCBA, LBA, if you want to learn more about me and my why,
So what we'll
like.
do, so what we'll do, so the first paragraph that you see at the very top, which says, "My name is Ashley Gall, I've been working within the autism spectrum." So first three sentences, or four maybe, we'll put them on, we'll put them at the place where we have my why right now, and we'll change the title to "About Me" or "About Us," and after 3 or 4 sentences, we'll have a button which says read more or learn more. So when someone clicks on it, it'll take them to the actual About Us page where we'll have the whole content, the whole paragraph, and
Perfect.
The My Why section as well.
Yes, like that.
All right. So that's the first two sections of the website. Moving on, the third section that we have, that's our services. So is that okay, or do you want to change something in that one?
No, I like this. Yeah, parents of adolescents, parents of early intervention,
mm-hmm.
young adults, parents of teenagers. If we can add another, like, services of just, like, parent, how would I word it? Like, parent-to-parent discussions and then, like, group parent training. Yeah, I don't know yet. I guess we can just wait on that. I need to
sure,
brainstorm
absolutely.
On that a little bit more.
It's no rush.
Okay.
Like, you can think about it, take your time, and let me know. It's not going to be a problem.
Okay.
Like, even if the website goes
okay.
live, and if you want to change anything, we'll do that for you. You don't have to worry on that part.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
So moving on, we have how it works. What about that section?
I like this. I think maybe this should be at the top as
okay.
to, like, what, you know, to give them an idea of what it actually is.
Okay. So above services or above the about a section that we're going to have? So if
I think
if,
in
mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
In the home section,
uh-huh.
right? So, like, when – so that's – this is going to be the first page that everyone sees, right?
Yep. That is correct.
Yeah, so I think, like, having them – so this kind of breaks it down as to what we're all about, right,
mm-hmm.
what Parent Portal ABA is all about. So I think maybe having this at the
mm-hmm.
top
okay.
under Parent Portal ABA goal is here to provide easy, you know, digest
mm-hmm. – okay.
easy to digest information. Yeah, so that
– So just the content
–
So this whole paragraph replaces the paragraph that says, my name is Ashigal, I've been working within the autism spectrum, right?
Exactly, yeah.
All right. So how it works. Okay. So since we're going to take this paragraph and put it at the very top, so do you want to
mm-hmm.
put anything else right there? Like, we'll have the spot empty.
Let me see... Once I can see it all, I'll see what we can add right there.
Okay. So.
And maybe, like, with that, then I can break it down. So, like, how it works, have it be,
mm-hmm.
have them talk about that part. We'll just talk about the services, right? And then, and just a little bit more in depth, like, how the overall mission of
mm-hmm.
Parent Portal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to send me the content for that section, right?
I'll send you that. Yes.
All right. Okay. So moving on, we have the research tabs, personality disorder, individual counseling, child counseling, all research, this like scrolling bar. Do you want to keep it that way or do you want to change it?
Yeah, I don't talk about personality disorders. We can talk about, like, autism. What is autism?
Hmm.
If it's like that, we could do autism spectrum disorder.
Okay.
Where personality disorder is. Autism.
Spectrum disorder.
Spectrum. Yeah, disorder.
Mm-hmm. Personality disorder?
No personality disorder.
Oh, okay.
Great.
What about the rest? Individual counseling, child
trouble
counseling?
Trouble emotions would be individual counseling is good. Child counseling, That's fine. Group counseling, good. No couples counseling.
No couple counseling. All right.
Mm-mm. And let me see. I'm trying to, because like the tab's coming down. So if I put, let me see. I don't think we need it. Okay, so autism spectrum disorder doesn't really sit there. That would pretty much more so go under research.
Yeah.
Under the research tab, not the services tab. So the services tab would be...
So we already have a services tab at the at the top of the website. If you notice, underneath my why.
Yeah, the drop-down, I mean. Yes, where it says personality disorder... troubling emotions.
Oh, yeah. About
counseling.
Research.
Is that
research
what you're looking
tab.
At?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So under the services tab, I think we would do, so parent training curriculum.
Mm-hmm. So parents, what was it? Parents?
Parent training.
Oh, training. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Parent training, okay. And that'll replace personality disorder, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we would do, under that where it says troubling emotions, we would do disruptive behaviors.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so troubling emotions, that'll be... replace with
disruptive.
Disruptive behavior. Okay.
Mhm.
Mhm.
Yeah. And then individual counseling would be social skills.
Okay.
Training.
So, social skills training. All right.
Yeah.
Mhm.
And then we can do, child counseling would probably be, one-on-one ADA.
One-on-one ADA?
One-on-one ABA, ABA.
Oh, ABA, okay.
Apple, box, Apple, yeah.
No, okay.
It's all capitalized.
Okay. 101 ABA. All right, that'll replace child counseling.
Yeah, and then we can do for group counseling, it would be just group training or group.
Hmm?
How about family training?
Sure, family training. All right.
And then for couple counseling, so we have the family training, and then we're going to do, like, parent group training.
Just for your information, Ashley, it's not necessary to have all of them. If you want to, like, take off some of the services, we can do that as well. If you want to add a few more, that's doable also.
Okay. Yeah, let's just fill the ones here right now, and then we might just take some out, but I think this is set. Yeah, and then so parent group training or group parent training.
Group parent training.
Group parent training. Yeah.
All right, and that replaces couples counseling, right?
Yes.
All right.
Mhm.
Okay, so that's done. And now, if you notice this whole page, we have the demo content right there.
On the what? Sorry.
So on this page, personality disorders, we do not have the actual content. We have the demo content. So you're going to send me the content for this page?
Yeah, I'll send you content for each page.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now let's move on to the next page that we have is... I believe that's so are we going page by page or section by section?
We can go however you want.
Mm-hmm.
However you want.
Okay, so let's complete the home page first, and we'll move on to the actual different pages of the site.
Okay.
All right. So if you go back to the home page, underneath Research tab, you'll see we have the testimonials part.
Testimonial.
So do you want to keep this section on the website, or should we remove it?
I think remove it.
Okay,
yeah.
Remove testimonials. Remove testimonials. All right, and moving on, we have a small section which says we help to build mental peace and prepare better you, patient stress, and counseling. Do you want to keep that part, or remove it?
We're on the home page?
Yes, on the home page.
In which part?
So underneath testimonials, you see there's a pink bar which says we help to build mental peace and prepare better you.
Yeah, we help build mental peace and prepare better.
Yeah.
I think I would like to put something there, but not that.
Sure, yeah. So you want to keep this part, but replace it with something else. Replace it with something else, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll leave it for now. Once you provide me the content for this section, we'll replace it, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. So underneath it, we have a small section which says, Zanista, don't let you suffer in silence, best online psychologist, quality therapy service, the most safe and secure, and it leads the customer to contact us page.
Yeah, we'll leave that. I'll change that wording as well.
Okay.
I don't know if the best online psychologist and that kind of stuff, but I'll just change that.
Sure.
You know, yeah.
All right. So the last section that we have then on the homepage is about the latest news and articles.
Yeah, definitely keep that. And that, so is that going to go to, if we click on that, would that go to the blog area, or does that just open it up in a completely different page?
No, that's totally up to you. If you want to keep it, if you wanted this section to take customers to the blog page, that can be done. If you want to take them to a separate page, let's say a separate page for news and separate page for blogs, that's doable as well.
I think that would be a good way for it to connect to the blog. So if
blog
we can
page.
Connect to those, yeah.
Sure, absolutely. So do you have some of the blogs ready?
Okay.
So if you have a few blogs of kindly send me those blogs so we could upload them to the site.
I'll send you. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So that's pretty much it about the home page. Moving on to the next page, that's the About Us page.
Okay.
Could you, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the About Us page. So now the content that is there right, on the About Us page, you want to keep that content or remove it for now and put it somewhere else?
I want to remove the parent buy-in. Why is it important?
Okay.
I don't like adding to that.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Is that the title or the whole part?
I think that, so the whole part, the title needs to go, but the whole part could go under services. because it's talking about, right, so that could be, like, the heading of services when you go in, because it's talking about them doing all the work, right, like what it is really entails.
Okay. So as a parent, you and your child, young or not so young, are the most important in this treatment. So this whole content then needs to go on the services page, right?
Yep.
And what about the title? Does title go with them, or should we take this title completely off?
Yeah. No title.
All right. Okay. About this content services page. And we already have the content for the About Us page that's going to come here, so that will replace this whole part.
Yeah.
And what about the content that's underneath it, which has one-on-ones? Do you want to keep that one?
Let's see. One-on-ones. I'm happy to... So that's, like, still with the services, and that would go where it's talking about...
So where we have one-on-one ABA.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
One-on-one treatment.
One ABA. All right. So if you scroll down a little bit further, we have a section that says meet our specialist doctors. Do you want to keep that section or take it off?
Take it off.
Take it off. All right. So should we replace it with something else, or like completely take it off? So the only thing that we will have on the homepage is this, the part that's underneath the banner section.
Well, we could do like a we can do in that section. Meet our special. I will have a doctor come on and talk about just like stuff, right? Like. General practitioner stuff, so we can do.
So is it
like a,
so is it gonna be like? Are there gonna be multiple doctors or just a single?
It's just one doctor.
So instead of this part saying meet our specialist doctors, we can say we can have it saying meet our doctor or. Meet one of our specialists, something like that, and only keep one picture.
Yeah, that works.
All right. Meet one of our specialists. Is that okay?
Yeah. Mhm.
All right. So let's move on to the services page. So since we have all the sorry, go ahead.
Where it says there are many variations of passages, right? Like all
mm-hmm.
that will go
mm-hmm.
away.
Yeah, that's the demo content there.
Okay.
So moving on, we have the services page.
Okay.
So about the services, are people going to pay online upfront, or how's the payment going to be?
I'm thinking it'll be like a monthly subscription kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Because they're going to be, this is the website app, right? So like
uh-huh.
they're going to be able to log into to it and all of that, from my understanding, correct? Like
yeah, absolutely. So every single customer will have their separate login page.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So about the monthly subscription part, so is the payment going to be automatic or... like once they take a session, or how's the payment gonna be like the whole process? So if you're gonna take a payment on subscription part, so is it gonna be taken out automatically?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, mm-hmm. it'll be a subscription, so an every month subscription they can cancel any time, and
mm-hmm.
then there will be like certain things, so like. A certain amount of money just to do the parent training, and those are just all self-paced modules,
okay.
right? With like me, they'll have opportunities within the modules to like send me a short video of the problem behavior, and then I can send them a short video back to them, right,
mm-hmm.
as they go. But that will be the first option.
Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to chat with them, right?
To chat with them.
Yeah, like as you said, you're gonna send the customer's gonna send you a video, and you're gonna reply back to that video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is it gonna be on the website?
So
like
that's the first mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get it. All right.
And then if they wanted to do like counseling, you know, have ABA sessions with me,
mm-hmm.
then that would be another option. Where we can do,
mm-hmm.
Once a week, we'll do 30 minutes to an hour of therapy session, family-based.
Okay.
And then they can pay for, I wanted to do group training.
Mm-hmm.
And so group training, maybe their first one is free, and then they can come in, pay a small fee, or that will be in their membership.
I see.
That they can just join.
Okay. All right. So, and how many people are going to be able to join a single meeting?
In a group? As
yes.
many as possible. Yeah, I don't know.
So there's no limit?
There's no limit on a group, no.
And the price remains the same? So either if they're like 3 people or like 30, the price remains the same, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I get it. So I've written it down.
Does it usually change? Would the price change for a lot of places if you only have a few to many?
Well, that totally depends on the customer. Like, as you're a client, so that totally depends on you. Usually what clients prefer, they prefer, let's say, some of them prefer one. If there are 1 to 5 people in a group session, then it's going to cost them, let's say, $20 an hour. If it's 6 to 10 people in a group, that's going to cost them $30. So that totally depends on you. The conditions are set from your end, and we're going to only work on that part and make it possible.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's just all the same.
All right. Okay.
Throughout.
All right. Alright, so I've written down this about the homepage, about the About Us page, about the personality disorders, and that's
okay.
going to be replaced with parent training, and each and every service is going to have a new name. Alright,
yep.
You're going to send me a few blogs that are going to go under blog page. So do you have the blogs ready, or are you going to get the blogs from somewhere?
I'm going to create the blogs. I just have to figure out about what. So
okay.
It's just going to be intro stuff, probably.
Okay. So we're going to leave the blog for now. Could you please go to the contact page?
Yeah.
So for contact page, we have this normal layout that says get more details about psychology, office location, contact details, opening hours, fill out the contact form. Now, that's the usual contact page. Do you want anything else apart from this thing? Or is there anything that you want to remove? Usually when these sessions are kind of online, so clients do not prefer their office location on this page, so they ask us to remove that part.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have an office location, so there's not going to be an office location. Contact details will be, that's fine. That's my phone number, and that'll be my email address.
Okay, so are they going to be the same that I have on my file? Let me repeat it for you. It's GRIPENT, the number 2, at gmail.com. That's the email that I have, and the contact
that's not
number.
It. That's
And the contact number that I have is 702-580-0469. Is that the one?
Yeah, that's my personal phone number. I'm going to use that right for now.
Okay.
I'll probably change that later on. But my email address is different.
Oh, okay. Can I have that one?
Yeah, let me make sure it is. is ADA.
Mm-hmm.
Parent portal.
Mm-hmm.
At Gmail.
Gmail.com. All right. And, all right, so that's it. And what about the opening hours?
So opening hours, it is 24/7 because it's self-paced, the module.
Okay. 24/7.
And then we can do, and then, but then therapy hours.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Will be Monday through Friday, 7 to 7.
7 to 7. Okay.
Yeah. Saturday, 10 to,
okay.
10 to 3.
10 to 3, okay.
And then no therapy on Sundays.
No Sundays. All right. Perfect. So that's it. And since we're not going to have the office location, so we won't need this map that's underneath it, we'll take the map off the website.
Yeah.
All right. And about the form, it says fill out for contact. Is there anything else that you want from your customers, or is that information okay? Then they can be the email, subject, and the message.
Yeah, that message thing is good. I'm thinking though with the backdrop of it.
Yeah, like a drop down menu of all the services, so they can choose a service, right?
Under services?
No, on this contact form. So underneath the email, we can have a drop-down option, like a drop-down of multiple options, which will have all the services that you just mentioned. Like there, are, let me guess.
Oh.
Let me see.
That'd
six
be cool.
Services. Yeah. So they can actually select a service and type down their message, so you know exactly what service are they looking for, or for what service they have the questions.
Yeah.
All right.
Great idea.
All right.
And then because it's based in Nevada, can we just have the backdrop of that? Can we have that map actually just be like Nevada so they know where I'm from?
Sure, absolutely. Nevada.
Cool.
All right. And if you scroll down a little bit further, mm-hmm. you'll see there's a section which says we are delivering only exceptional quality work. And there is a slide bar of a few sponsors. So do you want to keep those two sections or take it off from the website?
We can remove that.
Okay. All right. Remove two sections.
Actually, you know what? I'm sorry. Let's keep that, and then where personality disorder is, we'll talk about how many BCBAs mm-hmm. are here, because there's only like 52,000 of us. There's not a lot of us. So we'll talk about the number of BCBAs that are here in the state.
Uh-huh.
And then talk about individuals. We'll do the stats on BCBAs, and then we'll do the stats on autism spectrum disorder, because it's 1 in 5 kids have autism spectrum disorder, to show, right? Like, just to give them an idea of like how many providers there are versus how many people need these services, right? So we'll do that.
All right. Okay.
Right there. Also, I'll send you the stats for that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I have the notes for home, about, services, and the contact page. So let me get all of these things done, updated on the website. In the meantime, the things that I need from you are the content for the missing pages and the blogs. All right.
Okay. Sorry, the contact.
The content.
Information?
No, not the contact information, the content for the website.
Oh, content. Got it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be working on this. I'll get it to you by, like, Wednesday of next week, all of it.
Absolutely. That's perfect. So if you could do me a favor, like, you're going to type down the content for different pages of the site, right? So could you please do a different document for each page? Like, name down the document, let's say, let's say, family training and typed on the content for family training, so it's like pretty clear and easy for us to put down the content on the website, so we know where this content exactly go.
Okay. Can we
All
go
right.
over the services really fast? So I did, so I can write those down.
So the first service that is going to replace personality disorder, that's going to be parent training. The second that's going to replace trouble emotions, that's going to be disruptive behavior.
Okay.
Third is social skill training. That's going to replace individual counseling. The fourth one is one-on-one ABA. That's child counseling. That's going to replace child counseling.
Okay.
The fifth one is family training. That's going to replace group counseling. And the last one that we have is group parent training. That's going to replace couples counseling.
Perfect.
All right. And okay. There's one more thing, Ashley. If you could please send me that social media questionnaire form. Because the forms that you sent me, yeah, those are like dot pages extension. I don't know why I'm not able to open those documents.
I don't know why either. I don't know why. Like, I did it in, I downloaded it all and I put it into a doc and then did it that way, sent it to you, and it's still pulling up as pages. So I have a different computer. I'm going to try it on. I'll do that right now.
Oh, that would be great.
I'll send it over to you.
That would be great. Okay. And so once you send it over to me, I guess there are a few social platforms that we're going to create. You do have Instagram, right?
I have an Instagram. I don't have a Facebook.
Okay. So we're going to create a Facebook page for you. And kindly send me the credentials for your Instagram page as well. So once we start the marketing, we'll be taking care of your Instagram page as well. And once we have the Facebook page created, you do have a Facebook personal profile, right? The personal account.
Yeah.
All right. So once the Facebook page is created, we would require your Facebook's personal account link, just the link, not the username or password, just the link, so we could give you the admin access to that page as well. So you could have the admin access to your page.
Okay. So send me the link to my stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a link to your Facebook personal account and the Instagram username and password, and we're going to go ahead and create your Facebook page and give you the admin access as well. So once we have the questionnaire forms, probably within after 24 hours, today's Friday, so probably on Monday, you'll receive a notification from Marco Polo. That's a social media guy who creates the profiles, and he might send you a notification that you'll have to accept, and you'll have the admin access to your page. Everything will be taken care of by our team. You don't have to do anything. Only you'll have the admin access to the site. So later down the road, you can control your page and everything, right?
Yeah. So like, if I wanted to upload videos,
exactly.
Whatever, I can do that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Perfect.
Cool. Thank you, Joe. Look forward to seeing it.
Perfect. So it was really nice talking to you today, Ashley. Take care of yourself. I'll be waiting for these things, right?
Yes, I'm going to get on it right now. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.